The Radio Buzz, the top talk radio stories of the day. On this day in 1961, at his inauguration, U.S. President John F. Kennedy told his audience,
"And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country."
Those words are among the most famous ever spoken by any American.
That's true, and in Omaha you have a special reason to celebrate that, because Ted Sorensen, who wrote most of it, was born in Lincoln, grew up in Nebraska, and always wrote really warmly about the state.
That was Robert Lerman, the former chief speechwriter to Vice President Al Gore, speaking with Gary Saddlemeyer at KFAB in Omaha, Nebraska. Lerman did say that the author of a majority of the speech, Ted Sorensen, did not write that most notable line, that being penned by President Kennedy himself. Buzzing right along, the fight over health care reform rages on. The House approving yesterday a bill to repeal President Obama's health care law. The vote, mostly along party lines, passed 245 to 189. Three Democrats even joined Republicans to pass the measure. Brian Darling, Director of Government Relations at the Heritage Foundation, spoke to Chip Franklin at COGO in San Diego about the health care bill.
And that's the problem with Obamacare. There are some good provisions in the bill, I'll admit, one of which is to have this independent advisory board looking for cuts, looking for waste, fraud, and abuse. But you take it as a whole, it's all built around this unconstitutional individual mandate. You know, giving the federal government the power to tell Americans they have to buy this product no matter what the cost, or else they're going to get fined by the IRS. That's not the way our Constitution is drawn up. You can't do something like this.
While the House has now officially voted to repeal the law, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Democrat, says he has no plans to bring the package for a vote. But Senate Republicans say they haven't given up the fight. I'm Jessica Curtis, and that's your Talk Radio Buzz from Fox News Radio.